Stone asserts movies wield enormous power to persuade and manipulate. The controversial director laments that unconventional views are underrepresented in the cinema. We were not allowed to interview Stone or record his speech, but Cassandra Yankala, a Rollins senior majoring in critical media and cultural studies, agrees that movies are a powerful influence.
Stone mentioned about, you know, that we get 70% of what we know from movies, and, you know, maybe that's a low percentage, maybe that's a high percentage. I think that says a lot about how much they do influence culture and the topics influence culture. And, you know, we learn a lot of things from movies about, you know, maybe that's how we learn our history. Maybe that's how we learn the different things that we learn in school are from film. And I think overall it's a medium that, because of the visuals, because you can enhance it and add sound effects and all sorts of things, it can be a very moving art form and one that can appeal to all of your senses and therefore make it that much more dynamic.
Bill Bowles, an English professor, created the minor in film studies at Rollins. He thinks that Stone's films, while unconventional, have ramped up American awareness.
I think back to Platoon and how important a film that was, because you had a couple of Vietnam War films in the 70s, Apocalypse Now, Coming Home, but those movies really didn't address Vietnam until Platoon. Platoon really became the film about Vietnam, and I saw filmmaking. I think that's really made the major impact on our culture and our look at that part of our history in America.
Stone's influence shows no signs of waning. He told the more than 2,000 people in attendance that other culture-defining film projects are in the works, but he wouldn't be more specific. For WMNF News, I'm Jim Blyer, reporting from Rollins College in Winter Park.